Commitment is the vital force which you should very much get used to from the very onset. Remember that there are certain situations that you may not have direct control to bring any foreseeable changes, which may result in much heartache. However, this need not ever be the case, because what really matters is the mechanism or the manner in which you control the situation and ultimately how well you react to it. The trouble with us is that we tend to live in the past and in the future at the same time. When our mental faculty becomes overburdened, we become discouraged. The load is too heavy for the mind, so we must restrict the load. When we have too much to do at one time, we should at once stop our activities. The clock ticks on at a regular pace, it cannot tick 24 hours away in 60 seconds, nor can you do in 1 hour what you can do most effectively in 24 hours. Live for the now, and the future will take care of itself. Do not be greedy, and above all, do not burn yourself out by wanting to become a millionaire. The tables have turned around, more and more people are resorting to a simple back-to-basics lifestyle, without so many luxuries and fewer worries. The dualistic concept of nature is prevalent everywhere. You cannot prosper if you write out checks without having credible funds or a credit deposit in your bank account. Sooner or later you will run out of money. Without peace of mind, the likelihood of running out of steam, happiness, calmness and strength, you will become bankrupt mentally, emotionally, spiritually and physically drained. What a pity it will have all been to come to a point of utter desolation. This is when you must dwell on the power within, and mentally affirm your purpose in life. You may want to go through some pleasant experience so that you forget your worries completely. The point is, do not take anything too seriously, enjoy what you have and be happy with what is your due. What you must avoid. It is natural that when the unforeseen happens, we are far more likely to react in a negative way. However, this need not be so. The book reveals ways to achieve your goal harmoniously and diligently. The following are some pointers that will be most helpful. 1. When things go wrong, do not overreact. Think positively and calmly. 2. Do not be overjudgmental and overcritical. 3. Try not to ignore a bad situation, beware of the comfort zone. 4. Wisdom and strength alone can help you overcome much of life's imminent problems. 5. Tackle problems head on. 6. Avoid greed and conceit of any kind. There is a business ethics, and a businessman should practice this ethics. Those who are strictly honest and truthful will flourish in business. Let us once again consider art as an example to highlight what has been discussed thus far. As we all know, we have innate powers. Within each and every one of us lies the storehouse of latent energy bursting to be awakened. Let us assume that you have the creative power, and that being an artist, for example, you can virtually paint and draw any subject or theme. Fair enough, it is obvious that you have considerable talent, as not all artists have this ability. Since you are aware of this, you may assume that because your artwork is good, it has good potential to be sold. True, but let us consider all factors that need to be taken into account a step at a time. 1. You may be a very good artist, but if your work does not get noticed and appreciated, it is of no real benefit. It is important, therefore, that your work gets noticed, through maximum exposure, and the way to do this is get your name established. This requires that you contact the right sources and approach artists who have been through the same learning curve as it were to reach the path of prosperity. You must take into consideration competition that may exist in your chosen field. You must prepare a good foundation. This can be done using the information within the pages of this book. 2. Your artwork may be exceptionally beautiful, but without understanding the dynamics of the marketplace, your work may not blossom. 3. From your personal perspective, your work may seem to have great potential. However, it is relevant to appreciate the views of the general public, in other words, your potential buyers. Do not get into the rot that most do, hearing what we want to hear. This is a type of preconditioning that can bring untold misery. 4. You must look into other areas to develop your potential. Expand on subject category/theme, use of various different types of media, for example acrylics, oils, mixed media, etc., deciding on how to promote your work. You may even want to sell originals or reproduce prints perhaps. The possibilities are endless. The question is how determined you are in your quest to succeed. The psychology of success depends on a number of factors, but the one I believe that is most vital is self-belief. Most people never get the first stage of success because they lack this characteristic, which is essential. Such conditioning often stems from your personal experiences, but the causative factor is environment, which has already been discussed. Though it is good to be cautious about anything that you do in life, it is equally essential that you do not get tangled into the technicalities of the process, but rather focus on the benefits and the ultimate reward that it yields. Dedicate your goal to achieving success by implementing the five cardinal words beginning with the letter D to your success, namely devotion, discrimination, discipline, determination, and duty. There is no harm in raising questions regarding proposals that come your way or even business opportunities you intend pursuing. So long as these questions afford all the answers and that you decide to follow through considering all the factors, then it is all well and good. However, when your questions defeat the very purpose of your inquiry, then it becomes a vicious cycle. Why, what, where, when, who are words that we often use to ascertain information about everything in life, including business ventures, thus giving rise to questions. The question with the word why is a necessity, for it will help us draw a perfect conclusion and help us overcome doubts. The problem with this is that if you are not clear about your goals, then the very question why you wish to even pursue the venture becomes meaningless. What you must consider are probable long-term goals, benefits, and how your first step to wealth and success will enable you to enjoy greater heights. The inevitable mistakes. As human beings, we are very restless. We often become overwhelmed with joy, success, or gratification. It is so very important to maintain your calm during such events, because excitement can lead to problems, of which one is overspending. That said, it is also quite important to realize that success may just knock you back, in that you may become complacent and decide not to do much, because you have it all. This is a terrible phase that you could ever possibly get into, and one you must consciously be aware of at all times. However, the one thing that you must beware of is the ego complex. Do not let your ego become an impediment in your endeavor to attain wealth. The best medicine to avoid ego is to conserve energy. The energy that has been generated and conserved, unless it is directed into the right channels, it will be catastrophic. We must control our urges, and this is where the art of practicing balance in life becomes an essential tool to your success. Idle talk is one single factor that can destroy your desire to succeed. Remember that people around you and the company you have will determine your future success. You may waste precious time, but those around you will make it even worse. They will contribute to overall wastage of your own time. Thus, as the saying goes, like attracts like should be the maxim. And above all, use your common sense all the time, and only do that which produces positive results. Being systematic too will help avoid confusion and annoyances, which can both have an adverse effect in your business venture and goals. Do not take on board work that may set you back. Try to evaluate the situation, paying much importance on priorities. Do not procrastinate, do not waste time, and most of all, do not waste your precious energy. If you act thoughtfully, then time will be managed most efficiently. If words, deeds, thoughts and actions are good, then life will be good, and each moment will bring success, and time taken to achieve the coveted goal will be, well, your guess is as good as mine. Mind is the cause for bondage and freedom. The law of success, simply by understanding common principles, of which some have already been discussed above, one can attain success. A conscious effort has to be made to provide good experiences for the mind. Nature has provided man with everything in vast abundance. Sadly though, human beings have not quite realized this fact. You must make up your mind to be successful. How can you do this effectively? How can you develop will? Success comes with planning, determination, and faith, no doubt. To ascertain this fact, I suggest that you try the following. Choose some objective that you think you cannot accomplish, and then try with all your energy and strength to do that one thing. This could be anything, from drawing a portrait to mastering how to use the computer. When you have achieved success, Go on to something bigger and continue striving forward, exercising your willpower. Despite any setbacks, do not be shaken at all, but derive strength from your surroundings and above all learn from like-minded people who have sought to achieve success courageously without ever losing hope. Remind yourselves of people like Abraham Lincoln, Henry Ford, Mother Teresa and many more who have achieved the coveted position because of their innate power of faith and dynamic willpower. Remember, you too can achieve the same success. This law can be applied by anybody and it does work. It is true that our thoughts and actions shape our future and destiny. You must be willing to channel your talent and innate capabilities in the right direction, so that you can soar to new heights. To recap on what has been said thus far, allow me to remind you what it takes to be successful. Planning is crucial and perhaps the most important step to your success. Prepare yourself to change your views, habits and your thought patterns. Only pursue tasks that are important. You must divide your needs from your wants, there is a fine line, so exercise discrimination. Watch your personal financial situation. Budget well and reduce spending. Surround yourself with people with a positive persona and those who are successful. Read books about people who have succeeded in life. Do not pretend to be who you are not. Be yourself and do not show off. Expand your horizon and be enthusiastic and ambitious. It is good to increase your income, but it is even better to invest in assets that will make you wealthy. Prepare to work hard and make sacrifices. Right actions enrich, strengthen and motivate us, fully vitalizing our inner resources. Cultivation of such values and adhering to the right values of living will help us grow and achieve success. Such a consistent regime and exposure can mold our character and will help redeem our lower tendencies. Time to learn who you are. I would frown upon anyone who would even think of making a comment by saying that success is only a wishful thought. We are not born failures. Let me get this point straightened. We have all been successful in our lives at some stage or another, and this is an undeniable truth. The following points will surely enable you to understand who you really are, and that is a guarantee. Once you ascertain your own attributes, it becomes that much easier to embrace ideals that will allow you to leap to greater heights. 1. Are you generally enthusiastic and positive or the complete opposite? 2. Do you like to work hard and would you put in that little bit of extra effort if you did what you love most? 3. Are you being all that you can be? You may want to analyze your strengths and weaknesses. 4. Are you content with your present situation and/or circumstances? Upon answering these three very important issues, you can determine your future. Remind yourselves about the importance of discipline and organization mentioned earlier. The next point I wish to highlight is simplicity. Do not unnecessarily create hardships in the way of your work and the goal to success. By simplicity I mean, do not complicate situation, and do not let success get to your head. Pompous attitude is yet another problem that may bring you down. Be humble, assertive and righteous in your endeavors to succeed. A calm individual can achieve virtually anything simply through the power of concentration. This is a scientific-based truth. Research has clearly shown that techniques like yoga, visualization, and relaxation can bring heightened awareness, thereby allowing the individual to reach his maximum potential. By the power of concentration and focus, a person can accomplish that which he or she has desired. The need for change. We are all too aware that nothing ever remains permanent in life. Despite understanding one fact that life itself is a continuum, what we have failed to realize is that our own attitudes, conditioning and propensities stops us from incorporating changes. One of the most difficult things to change is our nature, the indelible thoughts, particularly those that have left a mark, blueprint, on our psyche. We may be able to change a lot of things around us, but the need to change our thoughts, attitudes and habits, which almost certainly have become a part of our self-identity, becomes arduously difficult a task. As with all things in life, time can heal anything and everything. Allow time to help you grow in life and without wasting time reach your individual goals. How do we change our mental attitude? The answer is very easy, Once again, there is no secret as such, nor is this arduous a task to implement. The primary answer lies in the word change itself. Initiating gradual changes in your lifestyle will help you reach your goal much faster. I say that the answer is easy with respect to how we can bring about positive changes, because let us consider habits for instance. Habits take time to take root, as we are all too aware. Just as you learn your habits with time, you simply begin to unlearn them. Habits are very difficult to eradicate at once, and thus you allow time to take care of your habits. What has this got to do with being happy and rich, I hear you ask? Well, my friends, I would like to throw back the very same question to you. Ask yourself why you have not been able to progress. Put into practice what you have gathered thus far. Sit in a quiet corner and open your heart out, and solve this problem. The answer to all your problems, good or bad, lie within you. The exactness of the problem will no doubt vary, but the reasons for it are self-explanatory. They stem from experiences, environment, and your thought patterns. Why is it that person Y is able to quit smoking and yet person Z has much difficulties to quit the habit, though both have been smoking for 10 years, and both smoke 20 cigarettes a day? The answer lies in what I have already discussed above, and it is our thoughts. The one thing that you will have to change in your life is your current perception of who you are, what others think of you, and finally who you really are. While you can change your thoughts, your environment, and your business strategies, what you will have to realize is that you will not be able to change the very law of nature. It is perfect. Thus, we must respect this and begin to adhere to its governing dynamics, without violating it. How can nature affect our success? This is a valid question, but upon deep analysis you will understand that we as human beings are constantly breaking the rules, laws, and life's eternal processes daily. Without digressing from the subject matter too much, carefully watch and notice how the beautiful rhythm of nature is fulfilling its duty daily without any discordance and interruption. Likewise, we have a lot to learn from nature. Deviation from truth leads to utter dismay and failure, and breaking the laws of nature will bring despair. In short, the macrocosm and the microcosm are indifferent. The decisions that you make in your life will determine the outcome of your future events. Always think first of what you are about to do or intend doing, and by undertaking this act, how will it then affect you? Do not act on impulse, but rather remain calm, quiet, and try to maintain deep silence as much as you can. It is simply amazing what you can achieve through silence and introspection. I do suggest that you undertake a form of relaxation exercise, such as meditation or even yoga, to help you achieve peace and success. Good judgment is a perfect indicator of wisdom through the expression of the power of intellect via the discriminative faculty. If you have clearly recognized your folly, then you must admit mistakes and bad habits. If it annoys others or affects your health, conscience, financial status, family, well-being, and your peace of mind, then you must ask, how much better off would I be without it? If you do not benefit from this, why even take it up or think about it? Understanding failure. Reason is the greatest enemy that faith has. This is a fact, because both the believer and the non-believer are quite likely to resort to this statement in support of their respective arguments. You have already been acquainted to life's dualistic nature, and as such human reason will find both pros and cons for both good and bad action respectively. This is when you have to learn to be guided by the inner voice of conscience. The following arise from this innate powerhouse: intuition, truth, peace, righteousness, love, nonviolence, inwards, deeds, actions and thoughts, and power of discrimination. These attributes have their existence in the soul. This is the greatest truth that you cannot afford not to know. Effort is proportional to grace, but I wish to add that success is proportional to effort only when you have learned to appreciate the qualities of love. Whatever you do, put in all your effort and do whatever you do with absolute love. Those who are willing to take risks achieve success. It is a known fact that young people are more adaptable to changes. As we age, it becomes a little tricky and tougher to bring about changes and the ability to adapt to wide-ranging comfort zones. Before it becomes too late, weed out the problem early on. Do not allow it gnaw into your system. Like a virus, take action and remove it from your system at once. The fact is that we are born perfect. I do not mean this in a physical sense of the word, but the rigors of time adulterates this perfection, and therefore the infinite possibilities that lie lurking within us become diffused. However, what makes us superior is that there is but one great and covetable gift which is ours all the time, and this is our extraordinary power to discover, develop and declare that we as human beings have the capacity to reach great if not greater heights. Lying within us is the infinite source of energy that is distinctly ours. We are helpless victims of our own desires and wants. The final goal most people, as I am sure you will agree, do everything half-heartedly, and the reasons is for this have all been covered. They do not use their full potential, mainly because they have not understood the power of the mind. Often we are drawn or compelled to do things that bring sorrow. Temporary pleasures bring sorrow, and consequently majority of us through fear or perhaps even lack of confidence are forced to throw in the white towel. This need not be the case, because this book gives you the ability to overcome these hurdles, by delivering words so potent that you can change your circumstances. It is high time that you watch the graphs of your mind very carefully. Upon introspection, it is now time to weed out the dirt and through the use of the power of discrimination distinguish that which gives you lasting happiness as opposed to sorrow. The bottom line is you have to exercise control over your thoughts. The following is included to guide you to your journey to wealth, health and happiness. Avoid dwelling on all the wrong things you have done. Repeating wrong actions over and over become habits. Simply take care not to repeat those actions again. Do not think of yourself as a failure. Use failures as a means to acquiring success. Do not give up until you reach your desired goal. You will have to erase the grooves of bad habits that you have created by creating good habits. If you are lazy, decide to become positively active and assertive. Set yourself tasks or goals and make sure you achieve them. The fact that we resist change shows that we have our own comfort zones, and this is a result of our thoughts. Why is it that we resist change? The simple answer to this question is fear of change. A change means that we have to let go of that which we feel is right for us. The question then remains to be asked is what is right for you? This is a difficult one, and the answer is that until we are not fully content within ourselves, then even a millionaire who desires an extra million is a beggar. How many of us are content? We seek instant results, and when we do not see results, we become despondent and subsequently give up. It is my belief that when you desire a thing for the right reasons, then nothing will ever stop you from acquiring it. This is the eternal law. Paving your path to success. I wrote this book with only one intention in mind, and that is to help you understand and ultimately help you realize the power of the mind. What you will shortly find out is a series of steps that you have to follow very strictly to ascertain your deep-seated desire. These steps are not monumental tasks, but simple guidelines to get you started. 1. Believe in yourself, and the power of affirmations. Successful people become successful through constant use of their willpower. Do not be frightened of mishaps in the initial stages. Transform failures into success through wisdom, strength and faith. 2. Believe in the philosophy of simple living and high thinking. 3. Do not hold anything against anyone. Strive to overcome your past grievances and move on. Try to forgive everybody hurt, never help ever. 4. Honesty is the golden rule. Observe silence. Meditate and remove all negative tendencies from your system, i.e. jealousy, ego, hatred, fear and so on. Stick to the following principles: love, truth, righteousness, peace and non-violence. You must not even injure anyone through your speech, actions and thoughts. With absolute determination, it is relevant that to acquire success you associate with people who have already attained it. To appreciate the purpose of this book, it becomes vitally important to scrutinize the following points. It will make more sense to you now why success or failure depends on how you define yourself. Image. The better you feel about your self-image, the more likely you will succeed. Image does not necessarily mean looks, it also has a deeper meaning and connotes reflection. The image that you may have about yourself is more likely to stem from what you think about yourself. The internal environment that I have discussed earlier can play a crucial role in determining your final goal. Emotions, It is obvious that our thoughts and feelings, which are subtle, have tremendous influence in our lives. The best way to counteract these subtle forces is to exercise silence during meditation and relaxation exercises. It is advisable to take up a form of exercise to keep your mind positively active. Of course, the second benefit is health. Healthy body serves as a perfect vehicle to do well. Every individual seeks happiness in life. Now the very happiness we seek becomes a joy once found. This joy can surmount to bliss simply by incorporating love. You must share love in what you do, and you must love what you accomplish daily in your life. In the silence of the night, introspect and learn how to improve your life, in words, deeds, thoughts and actions, and thank the Supreme Universal Energy. Together with what has been said above, good communication skills, interaction and good relationship is the way ahead. This is ultimately the essence of fine virtues and character that will make you successful. Develop a harmonious personality, and remember what was mentioned at the start, always use loving words. Words can bring peace or start a world war. Conditioning your mind effectively will allow you to reap the rewards. It is very good practice to scrutinize your daily thoughts just prior to bedtime, and log this in your progress book. Set goals and targets daily and work at it until you achieve them. Time is the most precious asset in life, use it wisely. Time wasted is life wasted. When you decide to achieve success in your life, make sure you do not have conflicting thoughts. If you learn how to consciously control and thus implement the inexhaustible powers within you, you can accomplish much more. Language is nothing but the expression of thoughts and experiences. Communication plays a vital role in your overall success, much less your day-to-day living. Through the power of knowledge, you can achieve specific goals, because the secret of our strength is in our knowledge. When you have an idea that is workable, it is necessary to focus on it 100%. Do not tell the world about it, there is no need for such show. Ponder over it and develop it into a product that has a sound base. Without a firm foundation, an edifice has no chance to stand. The law of prosperity. There is no harm to desire success and all the other good things in life, but rest assured, desire which leads to the nagging feeling of lack or incompleteness can be dangerous. If for any reason desire leads to sleepless nights and frustration, it is time to stop whatever is it that you are doing. Contentment is the true single factor of affirming your abundance. A selfish desire leads to utter failure. Spiritual law is very powerful indeed. That said, you must endeavor to follow the following principles daily in your life. Always be good to all around you, do not be treacherous and deceitful. Beware of the ego and be true and sincere. Thoughtfulness is incredibly important, so always remind yourself of people who may not be so lucky, and extend your helping hand as much as you possibly can to those who deserve it. Draining your mind to accomplish great heights is not a difficult task. In your spare time, do not waste your energy, instead spend time contemplating on the power of your innate being. Meditate daily and visualize your success and your goals. My friends, the power of the mind is simply awesome. The fact is that we do not even use 10% of it in our daily lives. Now, based on this scientific understanding, just imagine what you could achieve if you were to use the remaining 90%. Just as you savor food when you chew it and taste it, perform each and every act with a sense of gratitude and do it willingly and most importantly happily. Do not follow every little impulse blindly, learn to reflect and distinguish between what is temporary and fleeting and what is lasting, what is essential and what is non-essential, between what is pleasing and what is unworthy. Self-conquest will give us that which we are seeking. It has to be stressed that balance is also an essential ingredient in your quest for success and wealth. You must allocate time for yourself and your family or the loved ones. A permanent happiness must be independent of a changing environment. Do not become a workaholic or a wealthpreneur freak in your quest to success, lest it damages your relationship, much less your attempts to sincerely succeed in life. Do not deviate from the path of righteousness or the law of nature. It is great fun indeed to witness success and wealth, and the joy that wells up is beyond belief, no doubt. However, if happiness, joy and success all come at once at the expense of your health, then I am afraid it is all a terrible waste. The way to being wealthy is by the employment of the following virtues, which is our real true nature, and it is to be found not just in human beings but everything around you: truth, righteousness, peace, love, and non-violence. Ask yourself that if all fellow human beings apply these attributes consistently, the world and its inhabitants would prosper. We must approach all our work, including problems or duties, with concentrated energy and thus execute it with absolute perfection. Endeavor to do all the things, little or however small a duty or job this may be, in an extraordinary way. Perform all your work and duty with love and enthusiasm, and watch the results. Never attempt anything half-heatedly, you will not progress in life. Power of words. Power of words can have a very strong impact on our minds and in our lives. Before I continue, I would like you to cogitate on the following question: could someone remain silent at all times? Not letting anyone know what is inside his/her heart and mind for the mere reason of not being verbally or emotionally expressive? Yet I can say with certainty that each and every one of us are silent talkers. We talk to ourselves in many ways and situations. Sometimes we hurt ourselves, and yet at other times, silent talking brings a wonderful smile to our faces. Communication is therefore very important in life. Words are powerful, and depending how they are spoken, they can influence our day-to-day thought processes, actions, behavior, and our outlook towards life as a whole. Of course, depending on how they are used, the effect words can have is quite incredible. They can be used to persuade, inform, hurt, ease pain, or even start a war. Words spoken with great emotions have the power to bring changes that can speed up the body's healing process. This enormous power is in the meaning of the words, what they mean to the person who hears them. Far more than simple communication, truth, falsehood, and the infinite shades between them, words have the power to manipulate other people's thinking and behavior. It is our interpretation of words that is the true cause of our emotional reactions. Words spoken softly, unselfishly, innocently, and with absolute love are the ones that get lodged indelibly in our being, from whence they produce their overwhelming soul-stirring effect. Thus it is so important to use words selectively and appropriately at any given time and situation. Modern science is beginning to appreciate the powerful effect words can have on our bodies when they are used in the form of prayers or even affirmations. Did you know that through conscious effort, we could create a very strong willpower in ourselves? Affirmation for success. I will pursue relentlessly, as it is my birthright to be successful. I am powerful, and I shall achieve what I need at the time I need. I am destined to reap the fruits of my actions, and I will share my joy and success with all I know. Benefits of affirmations. Self-esteem and a positive outlook. Helps you achieve goals and targets. Improve your memory and skills. Helps to create an inner self-belief, willpower, confidence, and character. It can help you evolve spiritually. Words spoken softly, gently, and lovingly will be attractive and procure instant admiration. Wealth is in itself a word, and by itself it does not mean anything. The one single factor which gives the word wealth the meaning is the intellect. The wealth of information is nowhere to be found, but it is within us at all times. Intellect is cultivated through logic, and the main point is that dry logic and philosophy can often prove counterproductive. Thus, it is essential to communicate effectively, because in pursuit of wealth, you will need to sell yourself, your business, or your company via communication, words. However, communication on its own will not reciprocate your success. The power of unconditional love. It seems to me that people have forgotten the real value, meaning, and definition of the word love. You may exclaim and say, what has love got to do with wealth? It is naturally difficult to define true love. Let me explain. Say you want to learn how to swim, you read books about the art of becoming a good swimmer, but until you do not jump into the swimming pool under guidance, the true meaning of swimming does not have any real value or meaning. You will have to taste the fruit to know its real flavor, as the saying goes. Selfish love rooted in desires that are in no way harmonious is the most damaging, and if you become immersed in acquiring your goals via deception, calumny, and against all the noble and ethical principles, then you might as well put this book away. Those who understand love live in harmony, and it is natural that these individuals will attract what they have willed to achieve. The greatest power of attraction in every sense of the word, be it a relationship, business and friendship, is love. As a budding entrepreneur, remember that the attractive power of love is incredible. You must practice compassion, and watch yourself grow and watch your venture thrive. Upon achieving any form of success in life, it becomes pertinent that no matter what happens, you do not force your success on anybody, avoid egoism, pride, and do not impose your power on anyone. It is wrong to do so. It is crucial that by getting wealthy, you do not abuse your newly acquired power. When power is used appropriately, know that you have achieved glory. Conclusion: this book is written with the view to allow you to discern the innate latent powers that lie dormant within each and every one of us. Opportunity seekers cannot really afford to choose and pick, but rather they should learn to capitalize on every bit of chance that is afforded to them. As a seeker, avail yourself to opportunities that have the potential to become indispensable gateway to success. It is all about taking calculated, controlled, measured and an informed risk. Wealthy individuals have created their own career because they are true believers of success. These are individuals who cannot stop until they achieve success. They become rebellious fighters only to earn their unflinching goal. They are disciplined warriors wielding their weapons of truth, honesty, sincerity, compassion, determination, power, principles, righteousness, wisdom, faith, self-belief, creativity, fortitude and prowess to reach heights par excellence. Life functions strictly according to the nature's incorrigible laws. The reason for this is to establish efficiency, and within the ambit of law, the rational intellect in man can be developed to a greater efficiency. You are wealthy already, however, due to the lack of understanding your powerful innate qualities, these attributes lying in abundance have not found the dynamism to express and manifest. Finally, do not take life too seriously. Life is a journey made possible for us all, and if we are willing to give ourselves the opportunity to grow, then life can be so wonderful an experience. It is most entertaining, especially when one follows its governing principles religiously. Be happy at all times. When difficulties arise, laugh at them, and employ the dynamic willpower within you to fight them off. As mentioned elsewhere, the body and especially the mind is truly an amazing instrument we have. State of complete tranquility is possible, and there is mounting proof to establish the greatness achieved by common people throughout history. It is time that you employ the powers of your mind to achieve your desires.